Hi, I'm Juliet. Welcome back to Fairweather Friends. Each week, we give you a peek into the local and national weather. I promise the title is going to make sense in a minute. From Evanston, Illinois, this is Fairweather Friends.
Here's the weather.
As usual, Chicago spring weather has been all over the board. But if you've noticed an unusual amount of rain this year, you'd be correct. In fact, this has been the wettest start to spring in the city's history. In the first half of April, it rained 14 out of 16 days, measuring a total of about 5.5 inches. The National Weather Service reported that this is 366% above the average for mid-April. But enough with the past. Looking forward to next week, the forecast looks a little bit more optimistic. Saturday will be sunny with only 15% cloud cover. But it will also mark a drop in temperatures compared to the tail end of this week, with a high of only 55. Sunday will be warmer with a high of 61, but beware of 20-mile-per-hour winds and 50% cloud cover. Monday should hopefully be our last bit of rain until next Saturday, but it might be a doozy, with a high chance of precipitation and potential thunderstorms throughout the day. The rest of the week is looking a bit more consistent. You can expect clouds and temps ranging from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. As always, keep an eye on the feels-like temperature. Nothing ruins a well-planned outfit like unexpected wind chill. As we anxiously wait for the last chills of winter to disappear, we can look forward to idyllic days out on the lakefront. But be careful, because there's something sinister lurking in our beloved Lake Michigan. We've all heard about the infamous Bermuda Triangle, the mythic area in the North Atlantic where ships and aircrafts mysteriously vanish. But have you heard of the Lake Michigan Triangle? The area covers around 3,800 square miles of the lake and is known to be the site of strange occurrences. In the 17th century, a French sailing ship and her entire crew mysteriously disappeared passing through the region. That was just the start. Since the 1800s, people have reported increased shipwrecks, missing vessels, and even UFO sightings. Some people say that the Lake Michigan Triangle is a myth. They argue that many of the strange occurrences can be explained by population trends and nature. Meanwhile, conspiracy theorists say that the region is a negative energy vortex caused by a prehistoric structure found underneath the water in 2007. Thankfully, Chicago's shoreline is far outside the boundaries of the Lake Michigan Triangle, so this summer you can sail and splash in the water to your heart's content. But it doesn't hurt to stay vigilant. That's all for this week's edition of Fairweather Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, stay out of the rain and out of the Lake Michigan Triangle. In Evanston, Illinois, Juliet Allen, WNUR News.